Hello everyone, my name's Holly Anderson. Most of you know me from the Darcy and Holly Show, and the Screenless Switchers podcast, but today I'm flying solo. I'm going to do a cell phone review, a review of the LG Envy, which I own. It's also called the LG VX9900, that's the model number, so if you are interested, then you can check it out through the model number or the title called the Envy, which is spelled ENV. It's one of the LG series of phones. So there are several of them out there now. The Chocolate does it, the 8350, the 8300. I think there have been some reviews of the 8300 and the 4650 and stuff like that. But a lot of the commands, if you're familiar with the LG phones, a lot of the commands are going to be familiar to you. The only thing that the Envy does that none of the other LG phones do is it can read text messages, so I'm going to demo that as well. But I'm going to show some of the commands for people who aren't familiar with the LG phones, because they're pretty useful phones. They have what's called the AVR, and any of the LG phones that have the AVR, which stands for Advanced Voice Recognition, any of these phones are going to be accessible. I believe that's true. Yes, it is. So, and most of these phones, unfortunately, are only found through Verizon. I'm not sure if Sprint has some of these or not. I haven't been able to find any conclusive proof either way of whether Sprint has these phones, because they only work on the CDMA networks, so that's Verizon and Sprint. The phone, I'm going to just describe it. It is what they call the laptop form. It opens like a laptop, but it has on the front, it's probably, I would say, 6 inches long and 2 or 3 inches wide. I'm not very good with measurements. So on the front, top center is the little earpiece speaker. It's a little slit, and it's the little speaker that the earpiece uses. And then probably a third of the top is taken up by the LCD screen. And then you got the keypad on front. And on the left-hand side, you have the send key, the left soft key, and on the right, you got the right soft key and the end key. And below that, you've got the clear key. These keys are all surrounding the navigation key, which is like, it's sort of a square. And usually on phones like this, it's a round key, and it's, you know, up, left, right, and down arrow, but it's all one key. So you, like, if you want to go up, you press up on the key. If you want to go left, you press left on the key, etc. And then in the middle is the OK button, or the menu button. And then below those keys, and below the clear key, you have the standard phone keypad, the standard four rows of three numbers and that sort of thing. So then on the right hand side, you have, along the right hand side, you have the headphone jack, and below that is a little cover, and you pull it off with your fingernail, and underneath that is the SD card slot, micro SD card slot. And then on the left hand side are three keys. On the top is the camera key. You press this and hold it to get to the camera settings. And then below that are two keys, and they're used for volume, to adjust the master volume or the call volume when you're talking. On the bottom is where the charger goes. It's the long sort of connector for the charger. And on the back, you have, on the top, there's this round thing, and it turns, and it's the cover.